This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised religious groups he will pass his contentious religious discrimination bill if re-elected this month. The coalition shelved the proposed legislation after moderate Liberals, Labor and the Greens successfully added amendments to protect students at faith schools from expulsion over their sexuality or gender identity. As religious groups lobby for the original proposal, Scott Morrison has written to them promising to revive the original, unamended bill after the May 21 federal election. A New South Wales Supreme Court judge has sentenced Scott White to 12 years jail for murdering gay man Scott Johnson in 1988. On Tuesday, Justice Helen Wilson sentenced Scott Philip White to a maximum of 12 years and 7 months for killing the American mathematician at a gay beat at Sydney's North Head. After a bungled initial investigation in 1988, New South Wales police treated Johnson's death as a suicide for decades. But Johnson's family never accepted that, and after 3 inquests and public appeals, officers charged Scott Philip White with murder in 2020. The Victorian government on Tuesday announced that it was earmarking around $14.7 million in its 2022-23 state budget to support and celebrate LGBTIQ Victorians. In 2020, the Andrews government provided around $3 million in funding for LGBTIQ projects and upped it to $45 million in 2021, including for the one-day Melbourne Pride celebrations. As part of its new $14.7 million package, the government will be investing in a trial of several safe spaces for LGBTIQ young people in Western Victoria and providing funding over 4 years to deliver annual statewide events for LGBTIQ communities in Victoria. The Australian Greens Party has unveiled its LGBTIQ election policy, which includes $900 million in forward estimates to implement its policies for the community. The plan will be funded by the party's proposed billionaires tax and corporate super profit tax. Out Senator Janet Rice told the Star Observer that between Prime Minister Scott Morrison using LGBTIQ people as political football and Labor doing a disappearing act on LGBTIQ issues, the Greens would have the community's back. She said, "The Greens are running strong election campaigns across the country, speaking to voters about the issues that matter to them." And out gay member of the Australian Parliament, Tim Wilson, has said that his house has been targeted by vandals and not for the first time. Taking to Twitter, Wilson said, "Sadly, my home was targeted by vandals again. For mine and my husband's safety, we will upgrade security again." That was your QNN update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Sydney's Inner West Council hosted its first trans and gender diverse swim night, with Deputy Mayor Jessica D'Arienzo hailing it a raging success. The swim night took place at the Ashfield Aquatic Centre and was a free, exclusive event for the local trans and gender diverse community and allies. Council officers decided to proceed despite the social media post promoting the night, resulting in a deluge of abuse from overseas. The 8th Yarra Valley Pride Cup was held in Yarra Glen between host club Yarra Glen and Belgrave Football Netball Clubs. The event marks 8 years since both football teams wore rainbow jumpers during the first Pride Cup game in support of teammate Jason Ball, who publicly came out as gay. The Outer East Football League game was the inspiration for the now annual AFL Pride game between St Kilda and the Sydney Swans. Aaron Bailey, Outer East Football Netball League CEO, says the league plans to roll out a Pride round. Australian Sam Kerr has won English football's Women Player of the Year with 40% of the vote in the Football Writers Association's poll to decide the best player in the Women's Super League. The 28-year-old Matilda Skipper and Chelsea Striker outshone 274 players, the win capping a stellar season, netting 18 goals in 18 league games and positioning Chelsea top of the Women's Super League table. And the 2022 Australian Pride in Sport Awards event was held in Melbourne, recognising exceptional efforts in making sport more inclusive of LGBTQ people on and off the field. Hosted by former Australian professional tennis player Casey Delacqua, awards were handed out to clubs and individuals including Hockey ACT, Hockey Victoria, Macquarie University Sport, Casey Lindsay of Geelong Cats, Craig Tolley of Tennis Australia and Elliot of Win News Tasmania.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That was making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The Q&A team will be back here next week. or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.